You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. During her interim budget speech on Thursday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman spotlighted Indian chess prodigy Ramesh Babu Pragananda. She underscored the burgeoning prominence of sports in the country, citing the remarkable performance of the number one ranked 18-year-old who fiercely contested against reigning world champion Magnus Carlsen in 2023. She added, "The country is proud of our youth scaling new heights in sports. The highest ever medal tally in Asian Games and Asian Para Games in 2023 reflects a high confidence level." Last month, Pragananda won over China's Liren while playing with the black pieces at the 2024 Tata Steel Chess Tournament. This triumph propelled him past the legendary Vishwanathan Anand to claim the top spot in India's chess rankings. Moving on, passenger vehicle dispatches to dealers in January surpassed previous month as demand momentum continued into the new year. The industry recorded a 14% year-on-year increase to 394,571 units during the reporting month, according to data shared by Maruti Suzuki. January volumes outperformed even October, traditionally the best month for the industry due to festive demand. Unlike the supply chain issues hindering production in January 2023, the industry faced no production-related issues this year. The PV industry is on course to close FY24 at around 4.2 million units, following 3.48 million units in the April-January period, said a top executive of Maruti. The growth has come on the back of price hikes announced by the industry in December. Up next, the government will formulate a strategy to achieve self-sufficiency in oil seeds, mustard, groundnut, sesame, soybean and sunflower, and expand nanodimonium phosphate fertilizer usage to reduce import dependence. Atmanirbhar Oil Seeds Abhiyan will cover research for high-yielding varieties, widespread adoption of modern farm techniques, market linkages, procurement, value addition and crop insurance, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Thursday. India imports around 56% of its domestic edible oil consumption of around 25 million ton. According to the Solvent Extractors Association of India, the country's import of palm, soybean and sunflower oils rose 17% to a record 16.47 MT in the 2022-23 oil year-on-year, owing to a fall in global prices and low import duty. In other news, just days after troubled edtech firm Byju's launched a rights issue to raise $200 million from existing shareholders, its key investors are seeking to oust its top brass led by founder CEO Byju Ravindran. Stating that they are deeply concerned about future stability under the current leadership, the investors seek an extraordinary general meeting to adopt resolutions on outstanding governance, financial mismanagement and compliance issues. The reconstitution of the board of directors so that it is no longer controlled by the founders of Byju's parent company, Think & Learn. At present, the company's board consists of founder and CEO Byju Ravindran, his co-founder and wife Divya Gokulnath and his brother Riju Ravindran. Other members had quit last year. Meanwhile, a day after the Reserve Bank of India barred Paytm Payments Bank from taking deposits and doing credit transactions, including top-ups in any customer accounts, wallets, fast tags or other instruments after February 29, the stock price of the associate company, 197 Communication, hit the lower circuit of 20%. The stock slumped 19.99% to ₹609 on the National Stock Exchange. It fell 20% to its lower circuit, limit of ₹608.80 on the BSE. The company's market capitalization fell by ₹9,666 crore to ₹38,664 crore in early trade. On Wednesday, RBI directed the payments bank to stop accepting deposits or top-ups in any customer accounts, wallets, fast tags or other instruments after February 29. Moving ahead, industry leaders and leading tax consultants have expressed surprise over the non-extension of the sunset date of the concessional tax rate of 15% on new manufacturing units beyond March 31, 2024 in the interim budget, as this may discourage fresh private investment, say experts. Considering the continuing need to incentivize manufacturing in India and the support extended to manufacturing in specified sectors by way of production-linked incentives, it is surprising that the lower tax rate of 15% has not been extended, said Sudhir Kapadia, Partner Tax and Regulatory Services, EY India. As per the current rules, the concessional corporate tax rate first introduced in 2019 and extended by 1 year in the FY24 budget. GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Friday. GIFT Nifty traded flat as the index was up 165 points, 0.76%, at 21,902.50, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Friday. Previously on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 lost 28.25 points, or 0.13%, to settle at 21,697.45, while the BSE Sensex closed 106.81 points, or 0.15% lower to 71,645.30. Key stocks to watch and trade are Bank of India, Delhivery, Devyani International, Century Plyboards, Century Textiles and Industries, Bikaji Foods International, Aegis Logistics, Alkyl Amines Chemicals and Dhanuka Agritech. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.